October 28th, good to grow. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, New King James Version. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Keep in mind that these letters to the churches were not written in chapter and verse. They were added by the translators to make referencing easier, and I'm so glad they did. These first verses in chapter 2 are connected to the last verses of chapter 1. Chapter 1 ends with believers being born again of incorruptible seed of God's word. And so, because of what has taken place in the new birth, Peter says, Therefore, put some things away and desire the things that will make you grow. Therefore, laying aside. The Christian Standard Bible Version says, rid yourself. Get rid of all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. That's quite a cleanup. This is not the first time we've seen the scriptures give directives regarding certain character traits, or we could say lack of character traits. The Olive Tree Dictionary lists malice as evil in a moral sense, wickedness of heart, life, and character. Getting rid of malice is a wise move, and getting rid of these other areas is also wise. They're not a good witness for the Lord Jesus, and they stand to hinder spiritual growth. There's no way we can grow spiritually and habitually lie and deceive people. Being a hypocrite is something that led Jesus to rebuke the Pharisees. Envy can do a bad number on the soul, and speaking evil is all through the scriptures is something to absolutely abstain from. We often tend to focus on a verse 2 as the key to growth, but these verses are connected. To grow as believers, we need to put away and get rid of the things that hold us back and trip us up. Then verse 2 becomes all the more powerful. As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word. A couple of things we know about babies. They're not malicious, deceitful, hypocritical, envious, or evil speaking. The obvious retort to that statement is, duh, Alan, they're newborns. But their innocence is still worth noting. The other thing about babies is that babies are hungry. Babies need milk to grow. Spiritual milk of God's word is still the greatest factor in spiritual growth. No word, no grow. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus likened God's word to spiritual food, and Peter reiterates that truth here in his first letter. We must read and feed on scriptures in order to grow and develop spiritually. We're able to read and feed on scriptures more effectively when we've gotten rid of the negative things that hold us back. Good to grow is the best way to go. Rhyme intended. Prayer. Lord, help me to get rid of the things that would stunt my spiritual growth. I desire your word, to know it, and put it into my life. I purpose to keep growing spiritually.